new life now begins. It's a new birthday for you to share with some of your old friends. Other familiar faces of the family you once knew. So have a happy birthday. Your life on earth is through. It's a heavenly happy birthday for the one that I love so. Beyond the clouds above us, joining others you will know. In an atmosphere of peace and love, as you enter the other side, have a heavenly happy birthday in eternal us from the past. They're always carried in our hearts and will forever last. Until the day we meet again and start our life anew. The place God promised to His Son, He also gave to you. It's a heavenly happy birthday for the one that I love so. Beyond the clouds above us, joining others you will know. In an atmosphere of peace and love, as you enter the other side, have a heavenly happy birthday in eternal paradise. Have a heavenly happy birthday in eternal paradise.
Al Shaddai, Al Shaddai, Eliyana Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of your name. Al Shaddai, Al Shaddai, Ekanana Adonai, I will praise and lift you high, Al Shaddai. Through your love and through the ram, you saved the son of Abraham. Through the power of your hand, you turned the sea into dry land. To the outcast on her knees, you were the God who really sees. And by your might, you set your children free. Al Shaddai, Al Shaddai, Eliyana Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of your name. Al Shaddai, Al Shaddai, Ekanana Adonai, I will praise and lift you high, Al Shaddai. Through the years you've made it clear that the time of Christ is near. Though the people couldn't see what Messiah ought to be, though your word contained a plan, they just could not understand. Your most awesome work was done in the frailty of your son. Al Shaddai, Al Shaddai, Eliyana Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of your name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Erkanana Adonai, I will praise you till I die. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Eliana Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of your name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Erkanana Adonai, I will praise you till I die. El Shaddai.
Hello friends, this is John Reese from God's Child Records, and we're here today with our 60-minute radio show. This is a special show today. This is our Christmas show. We'd like to do just primarily play music for you. Hope we'll find some songs that you can enjoy, a lot of things that we've recorded over the years, and some that I'm sure you've heard before, some golden classics. We started off with Connie Lee. We're going to go to Sandra Lee Burdick next with a great song, an original song called I'm Going Home for Christmas, and take off from there. Here comes a Christmas show from God's Child Records. Merry Christmas to you.
I've been there. Yes, I'm going home for Christmas to my loved ones that I miss this time of year. You can hear the bells ringing in the church, there we'll be singing as we celebrate Christ's birthday everywhere. Singing glory, hallelujah, peace and love to one and all. And I'm going home for Christmas. You could feel the joy and laughter in the air. There is something I love about Christmas. 'Tis the season to rejoice this time of year. You can hear the bells ringing. As we celebrate Christ's birthday everywhere. Singing glory, hallelujah, peace and love to one and all. And I'm going home for Christmas. There's no place like home for Christmas.
There's a woman who's not married, and she's gonna have a child. Her name is Mary, she's a virgin from down in Nazareth. Now listen close, she's gonna marry a man named Joseph, but the baby's father is the Holy Ghost. Think would believe if such a thing could believe that this story is true. Who do you think would believe such a thing? They're saying she's had the baby in a barn in Bethlehem, and the star moved around in heaven till it stopped right over them. Then some shepherds met an angel, came and told them about the birth. They always knew men went to heaven, but now God had come to earth. Who do you think would believe such a thing? Could believe that the story is true? Who do you think would believe such a thing? Well, here's hoping to heaven. Such a thing could believe that the story is true. Who do you think would believe such a thing? Well, here's hoping to heaven you do. Well, here's hoping to heaven you do. Well, here's hoping to heaven you do.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile, and on every street corner you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city.
Hear them ring,
hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of street lights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene, and above all this bustle, you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in our city. Let's hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Soon it will be Christmas
without Jesus, just another common holiday. You might still have Santa Claus riding on his sleigh, but Christmas isn't Christmas without Jesus. Some want to put an X in front of us, even want to call it winter break. This is a trend I'm willing to fight. I just think there's too much at stake. Christmas isn't Christmas without Jesus. Just another common holiday. You might still have Santa Claus riding on his sleigh, but Christmas isn't Christmas without Jesus. We've been told we can't have a manger scene anywhere on public property. How do you call that property public if there's no room left for you and me? I don't even agree with holiday season.
I think the name of Christ should stay.
Jesus should be the only reason, the only one to celebrate on Christmas Day. Christmas isn't Christmas without Jesus, just another common holiday. You might still have Santa Claus riding on his sleigh. Christmas isn't Christmas without Jesus. Christmas isn't Christmas without Jesus. Christmas isn't Christmas without Jesus Christ today.
Merry Christmas and happy birthday, Jesus.
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, new King's born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. While shepherds watched their flocks by night, they saw a bright new shining star, and heard a choir from heaven sing. The music came from afar. Hark now, hear the angels sing, new King's born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Now Joseph and his wife Mary came to Bethlehem that night. They found no place to bear her child, not a single room was in sight. By and by they found a little nook in a stable all forlorn. And in a manger cold and dark, Mary's little boy child was born. Trumpets sound, angels sing, listen to what they say, that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. That man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
A friend of mine asked me the other day what I thought I needed for Christmas. Well, I gave this some serious consideration. I thought about all the things that I own, and this is how I answered my friend's question. Give one gift of peace and love, and seal it with a hug. Wherever in the world they may be, starving child in India, or a king upon his throne, or a picker here in Nashville, Tennessee. Wrap up some joy and happiness with a bow of trust and faith, and place one under each and every tree. If I could see their faces filled with warm rejoice, could be my only gift this Christmas Eve. It could be their only gift this Christmas Eve. Some things we take for granted every day would mean life to others in a special way. So when somebody asks you, before you think about yourself, consider all you have, not what you need. If you give just a little, not thinking to receive, could be your only gift this Christmas Eve. It could be their only gift this Christmas Eve.
Housekeeping and moving in with my family. She had no trouble giving up most of her household furnishings, but absolutely refused to give up this old chest. I remember how aggravated I became when I had to move that heavy thing. I wondered what could be so important. Surely it must contain something of great value. On more than one occasion, I had found her with the chest open when I would check in on her. I would avoid stealing a look, even though I was a little curious. I wanted to respect her privacy. I raised the lid, not knowing what I would find. The first thing I saw was the little plaster handprint that I had made for her when I was in the first grade. In misformed letters, I had written, "I love you, Mom." As I examined the contents, I came to realize that most of the items in the chest were in some way personal creations, with the exceptions being a few of my old report cards. I found handwritten letters that my dad sent her while he was in the service. I found the letters and the few cards from myself that I had scribbled a couple of lines on. I found the crude, handmade Christmas and birthday presents that I had made and given her before I grew up. There was a chest full of things that only a mother could love.
Treasures gathered from her past, precious, priceless, to love that lasts.
Not one thing in that chest would have fetched a dime in a yard sale, but each item had a message that told her she was loved. It was her treasure. The simple handmade gifts and cards were replaced over the years by more practical and expensive things, but not one of those store-bought gifts found its way into that old chest. As I closed the lid, I realized that no amount of money could buy the most important gift, a gift from the heart, a gift of pure, unassuming love. I still love you, Mom. I really do.
laid in a manger, two knelt beside him while angels sang. Three came the wise men, then Herod the stranger vowed he had plans for the small Nazarene. But the king didn't know the power of God, how the meek get their strength from the staff and the rod. What the king didn't know. Herod passed on, but Christ lives forever in every heart of those born again. Death's keys were snatched from the master deceiver. Salvation was given to mere mortal man. The king didn't know the power of God, how the meek get their strength from the staff and the rod. With us, we'll rise above all. The king didn't know the power of God, how the meek get their strength from the staff and the rod, where that little child. What the king didn't know.
That was television personality Melanie Walker doing a song out of our publishing catalog called What the King Didn't Know. I should certainly credit Tammy Weiss. She wrote her a wonderful song. Coming up next, the time has come for one of the favorite parts of our show. This is what we call Sam Selection. Producer Samuel Reese has picked out a song or two for you, hoping you'll enjoy it as much as he does. Today is a special Christmas thing. Sam's got a couple or maybe even three songs for you we're going to play. I'm not sure what they're going to be. I know Joy Gardner's going to start us off. This is going to be something great. I believe the Christ Church Choir, I believe, is on this cut as well, and it's a good one. Thanks for listening to the God's Child Records radio show.
Thank you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? This sleeping child you're holding is the great
if you can. He shook his head, but he pointed his hand. There's a new kid in town, and he's lying in a manger down the road. There's a new kid in town, but he's just another baby, I suppose. Heaven knows there's a new kid in town here in Bethlehem. I see you've traveled far, bearing treasures. You say these gifts are for the new king's pleasure. might come, but up till now there hasn't been one. But there's a new kid in town, and he's lying in a manger down the road. There's a new kid in town, but he's just another baby, I suppose. Heaven knows there's a new kid in town, here in Bethlehem. Kid in town, and he's lying in a manger down the road. There's a new kid in town, but he's just another baby, I suppose. Heaven knows there's a new kid in town, here in Bethlehem.
But a tender Tanner.
was DeLon Thompson doing a song called One Starry Night. DeLon, of course, came to us from Tucson, Arizona. Wonderful singer, wonderful songwriter. Friends, that's just about going to do it for our 60-minute radio show. On behalf of the fine stations who allowed us this time, as well as producer Samuel Reese, who's done a great job as always. This has been your host, John Reese. Thanking you for being here. We hope you'll come back anytime you can. Well, this Christmas show has been a lot of fun. We don't do much talking on it. We just like to play some of our good Christmas songs. We're going to continue that tradition for this next one. Here is Joyce Rouse, a wonderful song from her. She came to us from right around Galax, Virginia, and brought in some beautiful, beautiful songs. Until we meet again, God bless and goodbye.
Wherever a gift and greeting comes, sir. The greatest gift from God to man was sent to earth today. Now the world's greatest sacrifice is a few short years away. While angels sprinkle stardust and shepherds watch their sheep, Mary rocked the cradle, let the baby Jesus sleep. Mary rocked the cradle, don't let baby Jesus cry. He'll have his time for sorrow when it comes his time to die. Mary rocked the cradle, he's been sent to pay the cost. And it's not far from the cradle to the old rugged cross. He looks so small and helpless, so innocent and sweet. Mary tucked the blanket close around his tiny feet. Someday he'll bear the nail scars from Calvary's cold tree. Mary rocked the cradle, God knows his destiny. Don't let baby Jesus cry. He'll have his time for sorrow when it comes his time to die. Mary rocked the cradle, he's been sent to pay the cost. And it's not far from the cradle to the old rugged cross. It's not far from the cradle to the old rugged cross.
Breaking a decree, but early the next morning, when they opened up the door, oh, Daniel was alive and well and praising the Lord. The Lord is good, his stronghold in the day of trouble. The Lord is good, he's a stronghold in the day of trouble. The Lord is good, he is able to deliver, and he knows them that trust in him. The Lord is good, he will deliver. Ooh. The Lord is good, he will deliver. Ooh.
Peter was in prison for preaching God's word. Was chained between two soldiers with guards at the door. An angel of the Lord appeared and told him to arise. The chains fell off, the door swung open, and Peter walked outside.
The Lord is good, he's a stronghold in the day of trouble. The Lord is good, he's a stronghold in the day of trouble. The Lord is good, he is able to deliver, and he knows them that trust in him. The Lord is good, he will deliver. Ooh. The Lord is good, he will deliver. Ooh.
You've been listening to God's Child Records music for this last little while, and I'd like to thank you on behalf of all the fine singers and songwriters. We hope you'll come back again and that some of our music has helped brighten your day. That's all for now, so until we meet again, this is John Reese saying goodbye and God bless you.
He will deliver you. The Lord is good, he's a stronghold in the day of trouble. The Lord is good, he's a stronghold in the day of trouble. The Lord is good. trust in him.